And now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
We all know the old saying, be careful what you wish for. But did you know it's the opening sentence in a classic horror story written in Harper's in 1902? Well, now it's 2018, and after last week's Ontario election, the quotation, be careful what you wish for, might be most applicable. Now, I'm not suggesting we're going to see a horror show, but in Northumberland, there could be some problems we didn't anticipate. First, let me declare, I'm neither a Big C conservative or a Big L liberal. I live in the middle of the ideological landscape, where most citizens live. I believe in fiscal conservatism and equality for all. And I'm old enough to know that trickle-down economics is a sham, and that the welfare state is a money pit, and that cutting government costs through efficiencies is a bigger fairy tale than Alice in Wonderland, and that pledging to cut taxes is a shell game, just as running up deficits to pay for everything is to believe that government is Disneyland. But the harbinger for Northumberland is in something Doug Ford wrote in 2016. He claimed that if he ever reached provincial politics, he would give mayors broader executive powers, like the ones he and his brother wanted in Toronto. And I quote, one person in charge with veto power, similar to the strong mayoral systems in New York, Chicago, and L.A., end quote. By the way, he didn't mention this during the campaign because he knows it would not go down well in Ontario's small towns, who are already struggling against disconnected, disrespectful, autocratic mayors. But now, we're past the point of being careful what we wish for. We got it. And with our towns being stepchildren to the province, and with a premier who believes in one person in charge with veto power, we must rethink about how we protect against increased powers of mayors and the further erosion of our rights. The most important protection is to get the right people in positions of leadership, starting with the mayor. Leaders who understand that they are stewards of the public good, who understand public engagement is far more important than administrative efficiencies. Leaders who are champions of the public will and the public good. I suggest an early citizens delegation from every town in Northumberland meet with MPP David Piccini and brief him on the ongoing citizen struggle against autocratic decision-making, against preventing question and answer periods, against holding secret meetings, against short-circuiting the planning process and public engagement, and against the pervasive attitude among mayors who think they know best and they're right and we're all idiots. The biggest fight may be in stopping Premier Ford from taking even one step toward his flawed idea that the autocratic power of mayors should be increased, because that would be one more step down the road toward, and I use this word deliberately, toward fascism. For anyone who wants to better understand where we are on the slippery slope between democracy and fascism, please read the new book by former U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright called Fascism, A Warning. Add it to your must-read pile, along with the book I recommended on my blog, I'm Right and You're an Idiot. Between the two books, you will better understand what our communities are up against in confronting authoritative, bullying mayors. Think about it, and stop wishing, and start fighting.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.